a Jewish journal article, The Pious Foolishness of the Squad. One can't imagine why the Squad has just voted to condemn to death so many Palestinians, men, women and children. Had their action against support for the Iron Dome prevailed, the result would have done just that. One must presume that was not their intention, which was nothing short of noble. Oppose Israel's occupation and support the Palestinian cause. Bravo. Yet their actions did just the opposite. Let me explain. The Iron Dome has been remarkably effective in shooting down missiles bound for Israel launched from Gaza by Hamas or even more radical forces. And because it has been effective, few missiles have landed, and fewer still have done human or material damage. Anyone who knows anything about the Middle East understands that if missiles from Gaza were to land in Israel and hit the civilian population, political pressure within Israel would force the Israeli government, as it would any government, even the most peace-seeking government, to respond by firing at targets within Gaza. Because Hamas missiles are kept in civilian neighborhoods and even at schools, hospitals and apartment houses, the result would be as it has been ever since Israel left Gaza, innocent Palestinians, as well as some who were far from innocent, killed as collateral damage. Imagine how the United States would respond if missiles fired from Mexico were falling upon American citizens in Texas or California. Anybody who has paid even minimal attention to the conflict understands that the Iron Dome prevents war. It not only preserves Israeli lives but also protects more Palestinian lives, since even when Israel responds with restraint, Palestinian casualties are disproportionate to Israeli. We have seen this scenario unfold repeatedly. So much for Gaza. In Lebanon, Hezbollah proudly proclaims that it has missiles aimed at Israeli targets. They don't distinguish between civilians and military, as they regard all Israelis as military enemies. Were missiles to be shot at Israel and hit civilians, Israel would be forced by legitimate domestic political pressure to respond. After all, the primary responsibility of a government is to protect the lives of its citizens. More Lebanese or Palestinians would be killed, and Lebanon, which is on the verge of disintegration at this time, might be pushed over the cliff. So with the noblest of intentions, and how could anyone challenge their sense of compassion, their commitment to human rights and to the underdog Palestinians, their position, if adopted by their colleagues, would have surely brought greater loss of Palestinian lives, greater death, devastation, perhaps even another war. We have seen that the radical right is capable of fomenting dissent and mischief but incapable of government or even articulating what goals it wants government to achieve, as it dabbles in conspiracy theories and the myth of the stolen election, which is resistant to empirical evidence to the contrary even when produced by its own forces. The Squad portrayed itself as ready for prime time, informed, intelligent, dedicated and, above all, serious about accomplishing its goal and implementing its agenda. Time and again, they have shown themselves capable of garnering attention but often working in a manner counterproductive to their aims. This most recent vote against continued U.S. support for the Iron Dome is yet another such instance. If only the Squad had taken the time to learn something about the Middle East. But they haven't, and that makes them dangerous not just to the Israelis but also to the Palestinians whose cause they seemingly revere. Those of us who support, against our better judgment, I might add, the cause of peace and the end of Israeli occupation understand that Israel will never agree to compromise if it feels that its civilian population is at risk. Save us from pious foolishness. A bit of knowledge would earn far more respect. Michael Barenbaum is director of the Siggy Ziering Institute and a professor of Jewish studies at American Jewish University.